Okay, good evening, Abayisai. Good evening, good evening. We're going to be learning tonight the halachas of being moitzi with hamoitzi. Now, let me just clarify this. What's the minik? What's the minik generally? Is one person moitzi everybody by the bruch of hamoitzi, or is everybody does moitzi themselves? Chalamoitzi himself? And many people have the minhag that everybody does the bracha himself. Moitzi others. Okay, so we'll clarify this a bit, because the Emma says that it's interesting that I saw that it's brought down, Mishneh Berurah says, that there is a minhag that many people have, that they make the bracha themselves. Lots to be said about this. We'll see soon. Okay, Shulchan Aruch, in the first few Seifim, is going to discuss a default position of being moitzi others. So that doesn't have to be said that if a person has got kavanah to be moitzi others, then if I've got kavanah to be moitzi others, of course I'm going to be moitzi others. No problem, no issue about that. Question is, what if people just happen to end up next to each other and one person makes hamoitzi? Shulchan Aruch is now going to discuss, is he moitzi them or not? What's the default position? Of course, if I've got specifically in mind to be moitzi others, that works. Like any other bracha, I can be moitzi you if I want. That's not a problem. But what happens if I don't have anything in mind? So we'll see what Shulchan Aruch says, and see if Yud Aleph, bottom two words in page Samach Dalet. So up to Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, see if Yud Aleph im hoyu, if there were shnai moirabim, if there was two or many people together, echad mevorech lekulam, one person can make a bracha for many, for all of them. Vedavke hesebu. It will only be true that one person is going to, the default position is that he's going to make a moitzi for others. That's only if hesebu, if they sat down reclining next to each other. Now we know that concept from Mishnayis in Psochim and Mishnayis in Brochas, that the way it used to be is that people used to sit along on a couch all comfortable, and it wasn't really sitting, it was something between reclining, lying, sitting, which to us seems very uncomfortable. Hence the irony that on Seder night we're trying to get all comfortable with our Seder, and we would actually be much more comfortable just sitting normally. But our Seder really is the comfortable way, the real, genuinely comfortable way they sat in the times of the Mishnayos. So the Shulchan Aruch says that one person is moitzi others if they were sitting in a reclining fashion altogether. Because hesevu shudeh kva, if they reclined, which is a normal way of kva, of an established, a more fixed way of eating, if there was a fixed way of sitting together, oi, or parabais im bnei beis davek hesevu, or the parabais with his family, that's a normal way of hasevu, of sitting together jointly. But if they were sitting without reclining, so there was not a fixed way of sitting. One person would sit over here, one person would sit over there, and they were like not reclining. They were not reclining towards each other. They were all like sitting individually. Since they're not fixed together, every single one has to make a bracha on its own. So being moitzi others only works if it was obvious they were sitting and eating together. Then my hamoitzi is going to work for you. But if everybody like scattered around, ish, they're not like eating together, I can't be moitzi you because you're not eating with me. If they agreed beforehand and they said, you know what, we're all going to sit together, we're sitting together over here, since they established and they prepared and they arranged for the seating arrangement, have a kva, it's considered fixed. Even if they're not reclining. So if we arrange together, you sit over here, you sit over there, I'm sitting over here, and we are agreed that's the way we're sitting. Although it's not reclining, you can still be moitzi with hamoitzi. Moitzi with hamoitzi, sounds good. Nowadays, the minhag is not necessarily to recline. I think we all agree on that. We don't normally recline. So, yeshiva didon b'shulchan echot, instead of the reclining, what have we got? What's the equivalent of reclining? That's why it's sitting by the table together. The fact that we're sitting by a table together, that's the equivalent. We're going to be sitting together. We're going to be eating together because we're by the table. We're sitting around the table together. So, yeshiva didon, our sitting, beshulchon echot, around one table, oy below shulchon, b'mapo achas, or at the very least, you don't have a table together, but at least you've got an arrangement together, then have a kvius, it's considered a fixed eating together. And that's considered sitting, eating together. And one person, it can be moitzi the rest by making her moitzi, although you're not reclining. So in previous generations, it was the reclining that enabled to be moitzi. Nowadays, it's the sitting around the table which enables one hamoitzi for everybody to join together. Make sense? I'm changing the next two words. According to the Mishneh Berurah, ve'afidu ledidon, and even according to us, kavu b'mokam la'achiloson, or balabaisim nebeis soloi mahani, elen ken yoshvu b'shulchan echad ma'pa echad. Nowadays, all that counts, says the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mishneh Berurah, all that counts is the sitting together. So never mind reclining. Forget about reclining. Forget about pre-arranged seating orders. The way we can be moitzi others nowadays, the way the default position is to be moitzi others, is when we sit around the table together, one person makes hamotzi, everybody else is yotze.
How big is the table?
It doesn't make a difference how big it is. It doesn't make a difference. Now, now we're going to have to ask the following question. We learned now that you can be motzi others by saying hamotzi. Now, is this better or is it better to make a boch individually? What is better? Sholem issue. So Abgidin mentions there's a Sholem issue which is going to be touched on Shulchan Aruch shortly. Imagine there's no Sholem issue. You're right. If there's a Sholem issue, Abgidin says, you need to make a bracha on a Sholem, on a complete. So imagine there's no Sholem issue, such as everybody's got slices, or everybody's got his own individual challah. So there's no Sholem issue. Better to? Back to make your own bracha. Why? Oh, very interesting comparison to Kiddush. Bialocha here says, Bialocha on the side, Echon Mevorech Lekula, Mo makes a bracha for others. Va'afilu im ha-mesu ben yoidim ba'atzma levorech, even if the people can make their own bracha, they are able and capable to make their own bracha, mikol mokon nevertheless, hidu mitzvahu, it is a hidu mitzvah, she'echot mevorech, she'echot yivorech v'yotzi kulam, it is still a hidu mitzvah, it is ideal that one person makes a bracha, is moitzi others because of the concept the brov am adros melech. It's better to fulfill one mitzvah publicly than many mitzvahs singly. That is what the Bialocha says. Having said that, and I'm not even going to interrupt my sentence, having said that, Bialocha and Mishneh Berurah in two different places seem to be stating what Rav Feingold points out, that a minhag seems to be in many places that people make their own bracha. So whilst it's true the Bialocha says that ideally you should do it, it seems to be a minhag in many places that every person makes his own bracha. Correct. Correct. I checked in a few sforim. I saw that one sefer brought down that the minhag seems to be quite, and I saw the sefer that was in a Chuvas Melamed Oil, which is over 100 years old. There also, it says the minhag is that everybody makes their own brachas. So Dan Weiss speaks about it. Many poskim seems to be saying that the minhag is that there is a minhag. I can't say the minhag is, but there is certainly a registered minhag to make your own bracha. But again, just to emphasize what you're pointing out, this is only if there is no problem of sholem, and that will be addressed shortly in Shulchan Aruch. That's only if there's no issue of sholem. In other words, either if there's only sliced pieces anyway, slices anyway, so his bracha is not better than mine, and mine is not better than worse. Or alternatively, if everybody's got his own challah, then again, it's no sholem. But if he, yeah. Yeah. It sounds like from the Bialocha here that it is. It sounds like it, because Bialocha says, Echon v'ch lekulam, shna, it says that Roiv Am can some, we find in all the places Roiv Am three people. Yeah, so it's a chiddush, but that's what the Mishneh Berurah seems to be saying here as well. It sounds like from the Bialocha. No, because Bialocha says, generally, he's not differentiating. He says, Echon v'ch lekulam, and he says, because of Roiv Am, it sounds like it's not saying that by two not. Shulchan Aruch is addressing always the concept, but it's two or more. Normally, you're right. Normally, we find three at the very least.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Chayotim has a tzad, only 10.
Maybe
it's only referring to that. I would have believed. I hear what you're saying. It's a very, very strong ha'orah. But I would have believed the Bialach would have pointed this out. Maybe it's. I hear what you're saying. I'm almost hear what you're saying. I have a feeling the Mishnah Berurah is not mechalek between 2 and 3. That's the way I learned the Bialach. You're right. It's generally, you're 100% right. Generally, we find that. Yeah. Yes.
But what if somebody can't? Unfortunately, never had a shonish in the heaven. But what happens if somebody can't talk and it's ill? Maybe it's ill and they have a can't talk. The boy's better.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can't talk, you can't talk. Absolutely.
I mean, they said you should think. They said you should think the words. You should.
Yeah, we learned that. There is a Mishnah Berurah earlier that at the very least you can't be the evet. There is such a concept, but you're right. It's such a be the evet that it's better to be motzi. It's better to be motzi, obviously, if you can't. Good. Okay, we carry on. See if you'd base in Shulchan Aruch. Ha'ima yuroichvin ve'omru noichal. If they're riding, and they said noichal, we're eating. Hafal pishikol echod oichal mikikoroi. Although they are all eating from their own breads. Shelo yodu ma behemos, velo yodu. This shouldn't be shelo yodu, it should be velo yodu. Velo yodu ma behemos, they not go down from their horses. They not go down from the animals. Mitztafin, they can be mitztaref. Kevin sheomdu b'makom echot, they are standing in one place. Havel imo yo oichle v'oilchim, but if they were riding, and they were riding, loy, they cannot be mitztaref. So we're learning that if there's a few people on horses, can you make one amotzi to others to be motzi? Can you make one amotzi? If they're riding, it's moving, it's a problem. If they are static, you can't be motzi others. If they are like scattered around in the field, one gentleman over here, another one over there, another one on the third place, if they're scattered around, although they're eating the same time, mikiko echad from one bread. Kevin shalo kovim mokum veoichlim efuzon enu mitstafim. Since they are all scattered around, there's nothing joining them. There's nothing like making them having. It's not considered one shulchan. It's not considered one eating together. Therefore, they cannot be. You can't be motzi. Even if he hears you, hamotzi lechem and oret, you can't be motzi because it's not. You're not eating together. Yeah. Good. That leads us straight to see if you'd gimel. Very good. That leads us to the Mishnah Berurah, really. Mishnah Berurah points out in a train. Can you, what's the halacha in a train? What's different to a room? Because it's moving. It's not static. Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying there's something about...
You are static to the train. The train's moving. You're in the train. You are moving.
Okay, I'm not very strong in physics. But you are moving.
Relative to the train, you're not moving.
Relative to the train, you're moving. Okay.
It's not like you're riding a horse where you're...
Why are you moving to the? Why are you moving on the horse? If you have five, Shulchan Aruch's case was five people on a horse, you've got a problem. No, yeah, you're right. Different horses. Is that the point?
Yeah.
Okay. So Mishnah Berurah over here. Thanks for pointing it out. Gideon points out in Sifkot and Samach Beis. He speaks about Yoshim Bar Gola, first white line. When Yoshim Bar Gola are sitting on a horse wagon, which is the equivalent of the train. Yeah. And they said, let's eat together over here. And eat together. Mistapik, Mogen Avraham. Mistapik is not, the Mogen Avraham is not 100% sure. The Efshem and the Mistapik could be that they join up or could be not. Generally, there is a rule that Noisea Kemhalach Domi, somebody who's on a wagon is considered as if he's walking. Nevertheless, since they're all sitting together, and I suppose the point is that they're all like in one place. So therefore, Yeshlema, the Mitztafim are considered Mitztafim, they join. V'chein noted as El Rab al-Hokken, El Rab is Mekel as well, and he goes into a boat, ship, Mishnah Berurah says also that it's fine. So the halacha is, if you are in a train, that's the equivalent, Mitztaref, if he said, let's eat together, let's eat together, you're considered, you can be motzi others, that's not a problem at all. And now leading to your shaila. What up? This is only the default position. as we said at the beginning of this year, that's the fourth position. If you just like make hamotzi, can do it. What if a person's got specifically in mind to be motzi? There, the Shulchan Aruch says in the bottom line, Hey, in a place that is not aqueous, such as just sitting scattered around, such as they're not reclining in the times of Chazal, such as they're not in the contemporary times, they're not sitting around a table. You know, one person over here, one person over there. Im kivein hamavorech leoitziom. If there was very intentional, specific kavanah to be moitzi, ve'em nischavnu lotzeis, and those people had intention to be yoitze through that bracha, yotzu they're yoitze. So everything we learned now was if there was no specific kavanah. Few people ended up together around a table. Few people ended up, not around the table. Few people. If what's the default position? What happens then? Can you be motzi? Yes or no? Then we learned the relevant halachas last few sefim. But of course, if a person's got a specific intention to be motzi, so say you're sitting in a, you know, what would be a good, you know, in a what would be a good case? Something that normally wouldn't merge. What would be a nice case nowadays? That so no. There's no table, and one person is sitting.
Two
park benches, that's right. Even opposite each other, park bench this way, park bench that way, facing the opposite direction. So nobody that wouldn't join if they just decide spontaneously that you can't be moitzi. But if they had the specific intention, I'm going to be moitzi you, you listen nicely to my bracha, then it's going to work. Good, Seif Dalet. Who is going to make hamotzi? Okay. Who is going to make the hamotzi? Who is the right person to make hamotzi? Habayis, when you have guests, who makes hamotzi? Balabais. What if there's a kohen? Balabais. What if there's a Talmud Chacham? I mean, assuming that a bigger Talmud Chacham than a Balabais.
It's his decision to be.
Yeah, Mechila. Yeah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what's the ideal way? Himam Asubim Rabim, if there's many people sitting around the table. Godoil Shebe Kulam Boitzea. The Godoil. What the Godoil literally means the greatest one. And the Mishneh Berurah defines this in Seif Katan Samech Zayin. Godoil Shebe Kulam Bechochma. The wisest of all the Talmud Chacham. He is the one who makes the bracha mipnei kavoidoi because of his kavod. So if there's many people sitting together, the Talmud Chacham should make the bracha, should be boitzeh, should make the bracha. Vim em shovim, if they're all equal. How are you going to find out exactly who is a great Talmud Chacham? Who is greater? You're going to fight it out. Yeah. What do you ask? How many masechtas did you learn?
Yeah.
How do you find out?
There's obviously an outstanding Talmud Chacham, people know about it.
Yeah.
People don't know about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, Vimim Shavim, if they're equal, so they've learned exactly as many Dapim in Shas. Vimim Shavim ve'echot meim koyin, and one of them is a koyin. So mitzvah l'akdimoi, so if they're all about the same time, chochem, one is a koyin, mitzvah l'akdimoi, you go for the koyin. Vim ha'koyin amoretz, good news for you. Vim ha'koyin amoretz, if the koyin isn't amoretz, Talmud Chochem koyin, lo, Talmud Chochem goes over a koyin. Why is that? Talmud Chacham goes over a coin. You've got a Talmud Chacham, you've got a coin, you go for Talmud Chacham. So the Mishneh Berurah says, so let's start with Sifkot and Samech Tes. Like the Moed, Dixi V'Kiddashto, it is a mitzvah to honor all the Koyanim. He says, V'Kiddashto, you should honor them, you should give them, V'Omu Chazal say, Kol Davo Shebekdusha, for any Kodesh matter, you should give the honor and the kavod and the respect to Kohanim. Liftoach Chesh should be the first one to open. Levoach Chesh should be the first one to make a bracha. It sounds from the Mishneh Berurah that to ask a Kohen to make the bracha sounds like it's mamash deraisa. To ask the Kohen to make the bracha is a deraisa, is a fulfillment of a kiddashtoi. So, Levoach Chesh to make a first bracha, it sounds like. I'm not sure. Good question. It's a very good question. He could be that it's... You will see soon why people don't do it. We'll get to that because there's a disclaimer shortly. Okay? Talmud Chacham Koidim Loi. Now, if there's a Talmud Chacham and a Koyen, you go for the Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham Koidim Loi. But also the Talmud Chacham Lakdimo Lefonov. And it is also for the Talmud Chacham to precede the Kohen. Because you're not allowed to be Moichel. You're not allowed to be Moichel. If a Tamid is a Tamid Chacham, he's not allowed to say, okay, Mr. Kohen, please go for it. You're not allowed to do that. Because it's not, you're not Moichel your own covet. You're Moichel the Torah's covet. If a person is Tamid Chacham, it's not only about his own honor. It's the honor of the Torah. It's only if he's really coming rigidly, formally. You're the Kohen, you must go first. But if he's Moichel, he says, I don't really mind, okay, you go for it, then it's acceptable. So, in other words, if you say, I really would like to be the one making the bracha because I'm a Talmud Chacham, but you are Kohen, what should I do? So, you go first. That, you're not allowed to do. But if you say, I don't really care, I don't really mind, please go for it. You know, like a gentleman kind of gesture, so that's acceptable. But if you're just thinking, actually, I really would love to, sekund mich, I'm really the Talmud Chacham, I really should have the bracha, but I haven't got a choice because you're a Kohen, that's wrong. But if you're like easygoing, reminds me a bit, my brother-in-law told me that he heard from a Baal Meisa, he just reminds me a bit, vaguely reminds me that, apparently, Reb Aaron Leib, many years ago, somebody went up to Reb Aaron Leib Steinman, Reb Aaron Leib Steinman in Bnei Brak. He told him he's doing a man in Kohl, and he said that he's not sure he's got a bit of a problem at home because he finds it, he's Talmud Chacham, he's learned in Kohl many years, that was the question that he asked. And he finds it not that he's doing a man, he's Talmud Chacham, and he doesn't find it respectful that he has to take the rubbish out from the house. He's got the rubbish and he's Talmud Chacham, I say, he learned, and he feels his wife should do it, but his wife says that it's heavy for her, she can't schlep it. So they have, and he wants to ask the Baal Leib, I'm saying, is it okay to do that? It's an interesting question, no? So Baal Leib said, you're 100% right. But just, Agav Lech, where do you live exactly? She told him, I live in Rechov, so-and-so, I live there. He said, okay, no, but you're 100% right. The next day, apparently the next morning, Baal Leib went, and he took the rubbish out in the house. Yeah. So that's if somebody is not particular about his covet, then indeed he should pass it on to the Kohen. Yeah. So the rule is that you should be toiv lak dimoy. It is proper to pass on the covet to. The Ramah continues. Let me just finish off the Ramah over here. What happens if the coin himself is a Talmud Chacham, but there is a greater Talmud Chacham around? So there is many people sitting around the table. One is a Talmud Chacham who has learned Shas twice, and is Yisrael, and then is Talmud Chacham who is a Kohen, who has only learned Shas once. So what are you going to do? So on that, the Ramah says, "V'im haKohen gam k'Talmud Chacham, if the Kohen is also Talmud Chacham, elu shepochus min hasheni, but he's not such a great Talmud Chacham, toiv lak dimoy, it is proper to give it to the Kohen, aval ein chiyuv v'dava, there is no absolute obligation. So there's no absolute obligation to give it to the Kohen. Mishneh Berurah says, nevertheless, in Tzivkot 9 Aleph, toiv lak dimoy, it is proper v'isim b'gemora, shemi shenizam as a marich yomim b'kach. If you are good about this, you're going to get many, many, many days. You're going to be, Hashem is going to bench you with long, long days. Yeah. Pardon? Father. Good question. I don't know the answer. The minig is certainly to pass it on to the father. What do you mean? If you are, so what's the case?
The father is there and you share the coin.
So, we are talking about a case of here that there is no real balabais. With the case in Sifu Dalet is so far is about it's everybody ending up together. Yeah. So there is no person who can claim the next will be that your share will be on the following words. If there's a balabais, there is an owner here, there's a balabais here. Who boitzeh, he'll go first. Even if the reach is greater than him. So in your house, even if the Rebbe's Lazan Shtar comes, you should still be, because it's, that was Shulchan Aruch says, Afilim HaReach Gadol, who Boitzea, the Balabais is the Boitzea.
Maybe that's the Chiyuv is going
away, but is that Chiyuv? Yeah, so the Minig is certainly not like that. And the Mishnah Berurah says, In Sef Cotton, Ein Dalit, Bafidim Ariach Godel, Hin Alechem Chamudas, Kazu Shayoim, Noa Gulach, Roi Kovat Le Godel. Certainly not the minute is when your father comes to your house, you give your seat away to your father, you give a seat away to your Shver, and he makes the Bochra. That's certainly the minute, and that was the Mishnah Berurah said, that is the minute. Although Shulchan Aruch says that you take the Palabais makes the Bochra, the Mishnah Berurah says the minute is not so. There are certainly the minute is that you pass it on. But your shayla is a good shayla then. So in that scenario, what happens if it's your own house? And what was your shayla again? You are the
father. Your father.
You have a father, and you have a shver who is a koyin. What comes first? Shulchan Aruch doesn't speak about it. Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it either. What would you do? Because we're learning that there's a v'kidash though. You have to honor your shver because you have to honor your shver. I'm not so sure about it, but you have to honor. No, of course, there's a mitzvah. You have to honor koyein, but you have a greater kibbut on your father than on your shver. You have a greater mitzvah to be mechabed your father. There is also a mitzvah to be mechabed the shver, of course. That's the rabbanon though. But if he's a shver, he's a good child. I don't know. It's a really good know. Correct. It's a good shayla. I don't know. It's an interesting shayla. Very interesting shayla. Yeah. If you keep the covet for yourself, if you keep the bracha to yourself, the Ramah finishes off saying, "V'amevoich yematchilas brishus moirai v'raboisai." If you keep the bracha to yourself, you say brishus moira v'raboisa. Is that the minhag? You say brishus. You don't say brishus.
You say brishus.
Yeah, brishus. So if you make the short version of brishus, or you say the long version of brishus moira v'raboisa, the shaila is some people. What happens if you don't have anybody greater than you there? If you're the greatest man around and you're the balabais, do you need to say brishus? Oh,
you should. It says that even if you're the only person in the room, they say, from the Kabbalah, you say,
is that?
You need to say it just to be mighty people.
It's something from the Kabbalah, I don't know.
Kabbalah?
On a more simplistic level, don't you need to be mighty others and to indicate to others that you're being mighty.
Good, very interesting. Logistically, practically, you want to just make sure that they know you're very nice. Although that's not the real reason behind it, but I hear. So the ma'aseh of the minhag is the Shulchan Aruch says you say birshus moira v'raboisai in order to if you keep it instead of passing it on to somebody greater than you keep it to yourself. You should say birshus. However, the minhag is that even if you're the only one around that. If you are the only balabais around and everybody else is your wife and children, nevertheless, the meaning is to still say birshus. It's a derech hanover. The Mishnah Berurah said it's derech hanover. It probably extends to that as well. Yeah.
What about if it's a grandfather?
Yeah, certainly there's one should be mechaber that. To recap what we covered tonight, we learned that there is a concept of course, you can be. So if people sit around, reclining around, then a person is moitzi others with hamoitzi, if there's more than one person. We learned if they are fixing together, they agree to sit together, a person is also moitzi. Nowadays, we don't really recline. So therefore, the equivalent is sitting around a table. If people sit around a table, they're automatically going to be moitzi through the broch of the boitza. If they're riding on a horse, similarly, if they're riding, it's not going to work. If they're standing, it does work. We spoke about the agola, the horse wagon, and the train as well. We learned that if a person is scattered, if people are scattered around in the fields, then you can't be moitzi others. We learned that this is only if there is a default kind of position, but if the person has got specifically in mind to be moitzi, then wherever they are, whatever they do, you can be moitzi others. We learned about who actually makes the bracha, and we discussed that the gadol should be the boitza. If there's a coin, give it to the coin. If there's a Talmid Chacham, you give it to the Talmid Chacham. If there's a Kohen and a Talmid Chacham, you're going to pass it on to the Kohen who is a Talmid Chacham, although he's not such a great Talmid Chacham as the other. And if there's a Balabais, the Shulchan Aruch says that the Balabais is the one who makes the bracha. The Ramah says that, the Mishnah Berurah says that's not necessarily the case. You often pass on the kovet. But if you keep the kovet for yourself, you're going to make the Birshus Moira Ve'Raboisai. And I wish you all a very good Shabbos.